You're limited at all in what you could do?
I didn't feel like that way. I felt that I could do whatever they asked me to do within the game plan.
What's it like just stepping back into the fire? I mean, it's Monday night game, now Sunday night game, and we're pretty good, very good teams.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's great. You know, this is the time of the year where you got to start playing well. And so I guess, you know, me coming back now is just time for me to get ready to go and finish the season out.
A lot of talk, Shane, about how you come back into the offense and sort of add a different dynamic, something this team is maybe looking for throughout the year. Is this something that you felt that you were going to be able to bring once you returned?
More so, I just concentrated on what I needed to do personally as my assignment each play. I had to kind of calm myself down and take it slow. And I really took the game, you know, at a slower rate mentally so that I didn't overwhelm myself with the excitement and everything going on.
What were the 8 weeks for you, like when you were out? What were they like for you?
It's tough, real tough. I mean, nobody likes being injured. And especially not somebody that's been injured as much as I have. So it was tough, you know, especially seeing my team out there and I couldn't participate. But I'm back now, so moving forward, hopefully we'll be able to get better each week.
A lot of guys say that when they do spend time on the shelf like that, they get a chance to watch the game from a different perspective and they learn things and are able to pick things up that maybe they didn't necessarily get a chance to pick up before. Was that the case with what you went through?
Yeah, definitely. I think mentally I was able to stay very close to the game. I was able to stay very close within the scheme, within our offense, and that way when I did come back, I was still you know, up to date with everything.
How much of the talk this week is Brady versus Manning, what have you? How much have you grown to appreciate your guy as far as just watching him on a daily basis?
It's hard to explain. You know, I really don't think you can because of who he is as a player, who he is as a person, and the way he works, and the way he leads this team and this offense. It's pretty indescribable. It's more so you just got to see it on Sundays, and I know he'll be ready to go.
No, you were locked into when you could return at the earliest. Perhaps if that wasn't the case, maybe we would have saw you earlier.
I wouldn't say that. You know, it's a doctor's and you know, it's a trainer's decision. A lot of the times, you know, it's out of my hands, and that's kind of the case.
And Tom was talking about you embracing that third down role, and it's such a unique role. Do you, with all the different parts that come to it, is it a challenge each week to kind of prepare yourself for all the myriad of things that they'll ask you to do?
I think each week your role changes based on the defense we're playing, based on, you know, the offensive game plan. I wouldn't say any role is harder than any other role. I would say that whatever they ask you to do, we rep it, and, you know, we're accountable for that responsibility.
What was it like to look around and see, you know, for the first time, you know, everybody healthy as an offensive unit, seeing, you know, we have a lot of options we have here as a team?
Yeah, no, it's exciting. It's exciting to get everybody back and on the field at the same time. You know, we still got a lot of work to do. And moving forward, hopefully, I think, you know, we'll be able to put a better product on the field.